Welcome to Creative Brews. I'm Kristen, and this is your weekly dose of creativity, where photography, design, and life come together. So, grab your favorite drink, and let's talk about what's brewing. So let's get started and dive into this podcast. Basically, for the first podcast, I figured I would just do something simple, kind of an introduction to who I am, what to expect, and all of that jazz. So I'm going to kind of just go with the flow. If you didn't know, this is a visual podcast as well as a regular podcast. So that means I will be uploading to YouTube and to Apple Podcast as well as Amazon Music. So that way it's on Amazon and Audible. So yeah. So let's get started. This is basically completely new to me as far as the podcast goes. The YouTube part, not so much. I've been on YouTube for quite some time now, on and off. Very sporadic, very up and down. Not really consistent. So hopefully I can change that this time and be more consistent as far as uploading and stuff like that goes. I used to be a partner of YouTube long time ago, and that's mainly because one of my videos has well over 24,000 views, something like that, maybe 24,000 and some change views. So yeah, I'm not really looking to make money off of YouTube or become a YouTuber or anything like that, but I solely just want to do this mainly because it's kind of going back to my roots, per se, I guess. The podcast, like I said, is very new to me, so we'll see how this goes. Again, not really looking to make money, just kind of another way of being creative for me, but in a very different way. I'm very excited and I hope you are as well. I have my iPad right here just because I do have some bullet points. So that way I can stay on topic. Otherwise, I will ramble and ramble. I can be quite a bit of a rambler once I get going. Because in the initial, you know, you kind of get a little nervous, a little anxious. Because you don't know how this is going to go. And maybe your voice kind of breaks up or, you know, whatever. But yeah, so I'm very excited. I'm kind of mixing everything together that I like. I'm a photographer, first and foremost. I am a artist, I would say, to just wrap it all in a nutshell. Artist to begin with, started, you know, painting and drawing and mixed media, a lot of mixed media art. I like to make things with things that you really wouldn't think that those would go together, you know? So it's very interesting, I guess, and kind of takes you out of your comfort zone, so which I really like to do. So right now, I'm taking myself out of my comfort zone. So like I said, in the past, I would just do video, and that's basically it. I've never done a podcast. I've never done anything where the viewer cannot see you or anything like that. So, anyways, so my journey is, I'm first and foremost an artist of all sorts of different things. I love art, always have, even from a very young age. I would say that I got that from my dad. He's an artist and kind of missed his calling. He really sells himself short, I would say. So he can think up of something and draw it. Whereas me, I kind of need, like, it's not a visual aid, but some things I can draw out of my head, other things I cannot. So it really just depends. But so I turned that passion of drawing, painting, all of that into digital. So, you know, in high school, you're shocked with, okay, well, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? That's a very big question and something big to think about, I feel like, whenever you're that young. Because just because you go to college for engineering or, you know, graphic design or photography or whatever it is, does not mean that you're going to be doing that for the rest of your life. I will tell you, if you find a job, if you get a degree, let's just say in engineering, right? And then you find a job after college in your field, you'll probably do that for the next like 10, maybe 15 years of your life if you really enjoy it. Maybe 20 years plus, that would be great. That's what everybody wants to do. Everybody wants to find their dream job and then retire from it, right? So that's the idea. But that 9 times out of 10 does not happen for everybody. You might do, like I said, engineering for 8 years and then find out later on down the road, wow, I really like painting or whatever the case is. So it's just, it really just depends. And I know a lot of times you're also faced with the 5-year plan and all of that, you know? So you can try to plan your life the best that you can, but we all know that it's probably going to change. So anyways, I turned that passion into digital, so graphic design. So in high school, I always knew that I wanted to, always knew what college I wanted to go to, and always knew that I wanted to do something in the art field, visual art, whether that be painting or drawing, photography. I first started doing photography when I was 16. I got my first little point-and-shoot camera. Yay! It was pretty big for me. So, started out with that. And I tried to basically do something different with photography. Instead of just pointing and shooting and calling it a photo, I would try to, you know, make a blurry background with a sharp, a sharp flower in the foreground. I'd try to make it basically do stuff that it's not meant to do. So that's how that began. I kind of just created, I learned a lot, I would say, by myself, and then created eventually KB Photography. And, you know, kind of turned a hobby into something that sort of made some money, you know, kind of like a side hustle, if that's how you want to look at it. So, yeah, you know, I am going to try not to make this too long, but once I get going, I can tend to ramble. So, yeah, hope you have a drink. I have coffee, in my little Valentine's Day mug. So, Yeah, since Valentine's Day is just around the corner, I figured, why not be on brand? So that's a little bit about my journey. I will dive deeper into, you know, my journey along the way. Basically, what to expect out of the podcast. So, like I said in the intro, this podcast is where photography, design, and life, so everything in between, come together. And that's kind of pretty broad topics, I would say. So, you know, some podcasts might be on photography, some might be on design, and some might be, you know, just life in general. So, like, I just became a new mom, might kind of talk about being a new mom and stuff like that, kind of just sharing a little bit of me and my life in this podcast. And it'd be great in the future to have other photographers on and maybe, you know, I don't know, talk about creative processes and stuff like that, like their journey and how they became a photographer or a designer or whatever, you know. That's basically about it, I would say. If you hear my little one, he's on his swing in the background, and he was napping. So, yeah, trying to basically window in the filming process is funny, I would say. trying to think if there's anything else to talk about before I end this one, because this one will probably be a little short, on the shorter side. I'm probably going to aim between 20 and 30 minutes in the beginning. We'll see. A lot of this, like I said, is very new. I know I keep saying that, but it's very new for me, so I'm just going to play it by ear and see what works, what doesn't work, and, you know, go from there. Yeah, I hope you all enjoy this. This is really fun for me, and like I said, I'm excited to see where this goes. I have a lot of plans for this podcast, so, and YouTube video, you know. If you're watching on YouTube, you know what to do. Subscribe and like the video. It really helps. So, yeah. I guess that's about it. If you have any suggestions or anything about topics that you would like to see me speak on, just leave a comment below. Let me know. I'm always, you know, looking for new ideas and new topics to talk about. So, yeah, I look forward, and like I said, it's been a while since I've posted anything on YouTube, so we'll see how this goes. Alright, well, thank you so much for watching and listening, and I will see you all in the next one.